No, I wouldn't recognize them, but the only really man you don't recognize, I think, is Pat McCann. Sam, you're great. I'll help with homework.
Hey Drew, do we have a few minutes before you get settled?
It's him that's running the meeting. Drew's basically very quiet today.
That's right.
She's like, I know them. The kid's going to do her homework. Yeah, while they're waiting for it to be up on the agenda, she's going to do her tomorrow. She's going to do her homework.
All right, everyone, the meeting will come to order. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, everyone, before we start this evening's meeting, we will observe a moment of silence in memory of Mayor Stacy Smith, who passed away about a week ago. Her contributions and her commitment to the borough were immeasurable. Okay, first up on our agenda this evening is roll call. Present this evening is Acting Mayor Drew Baum, Solicitor Jerry Montella, Engineer Matt Hootman, Councilwoman Laura Lim, Councilwoman Gina Marie Ellis, Councilman Steve Kokoza, Councilman Dave Ferkser, and Councilwoman Susan Clark. Next on the agenda is the opportunity for the public to address council. Anybody in the first row? Go ahead. State your name and address for the record, please.
My name is Marta Driscoll, 458 Aveni Road. I have two questions for council today. One is in my capacity as an officer for Chester Heights Neighbors Alliance. We were contacted by a resident, Mr. Jay Thompson, and if I may give this to council. He resides at 305 Llewellyn Road, and on the second page, there are pictures. He has severe flooding on his property, and he had contacted us to ask the borough about the concerns about the stormwater pattern impact on his property that's coming across the road from behind 296 Llewellyn. He also wanted to know what considerations will be made when Rose Hill is developed to mitigate the any furthering of the stormwater that's coming down that road past his property. So I'm just passing this information to the borough. I ask that you please contact him directly. His information's on the first page, and I will forward this electronically to the borough as well.
Thank you.
And then second thing, a resident on Arbor Way had asked, as you may be aware, there was the child luring incident in our area. And we live at on a cul-de-sac where there's no outlet. She inquired about potentially putting a sign at Arbor Way that said that there was no outlet, that there was no way out of our road, perhaps deterring anybody from coming into the neighborhood. And my question here tonight is, if we were to put up such a sign, is it the HOA's responsibility? Is that something that the borough would do, given it's kind of off a PennDOT road? Would that be a PennDOT issue? So I'm just trying to get parameters around, you know, who would be responsible and how we would get that accomplished if we wanted to put up such a sign for to deter folks from coming into the neighborhood that don't belong there.
Is there any input from anyone on who would be responsible for that?
The state would not be responsible, so it would be the owner of the road. I don't think Arbor Way is a private road, so it would have to be the whatever group or association maintains that roadway.
Okay, and they could just put in the sign if that was the case, or would we need some permission from the borough to do so?
Jack, don't you know? I don't see any reason why they wouldn't be able to do it.
Thank you very
much. All right, you're welcome. Anyone else in the first row? Second row? Third row? Okay. Moving forward, we will now speak with the candidates who have submitted resumes regarding the council vacancy. I see present this evening are three candidates in the first row here. Is Jay Thompson here?
Well, I have a question about the process that was used.
About the what? I'm sorry?
The process that was used. Okay. When the candidates sent in their letter of interest for council, was it confirmed that we received it, and did we tell them back that the interviews would be tonight?
Yes.
You did.
Did anyone receive, everyone receive confirmation that their interviews would be this evening?
Is Mr. Okay. Thompson present?
He's
not?
Yeah. Okay. I don't believe he's present. Okay, so what we will do now is the candidates that are present this evening, the three of you that are here, will give each of you an opportunity to address council if you wish, and then council and our acting mayor will have the opportunity to ask any questions of each of you that they would like to ask, and then we will move forward to a vote. Ms. Anderson, you're up first.
Okay. First of all, if I may, do you understand? My name is Natalie Anderson, and first of all, Council, I want to thank everybody for considering me for this position. I came to Chester Heights with some past experience in working with community. I was born and raised in Delaware County, so back in 1991, I was councilwoman in the borough of Brookhaven for two terms. And Brookhaven was going through some very, very growing spurts. And it was such a very, very satisfying experience for myself and rewarding. It was a knowledge base. I thoroughly enjoyed it. With that being said, when I was councilwoman, Brookhaven, as I mentioned, we were building a new borough hall. We were building a fire station. We were going through a 50th anniversary for the borough of Brookhaven. And so you were very, very much involved. And when I was done, there was really a sense of community within the borough of Brookhaven with all of participants and volunteers. When the opportunity presented itself for this opening, I looked back and I said, wait a minute, I really had a wonderful experience with Brookhaven, and why not do it again? The one nice thing about this whole thing is I was raising children back then, and I was running all over. My kids are grown, my grandkids are grown, and now I have the time. So I thank you for your consideration. If you have any questions of me, I'm here.
Thank you, Ms. Anderson. Does anyone on council or our acting mayor have any questions for Ms. Anderson this evening?
I think my questions will probably be the same for all three candidates, but what do you see as the number one most important issue facing Chester Heights, or what is most vital to you in a role?
Well, something that occurred to me, because I just finished running for the election, So I had the opportunity to knock on doors. And I have to tell you, I walked away with meeting a whole lot of nice people. And more importantly, I met my age group, an active age group. And I look at myself still working, and still want to be involved. And I think to myself, maybe they might have the same feelings that I have, where you want to just keep getting out there, staying young, staying healthy. And I think that with the seniors, maybe I might be their voice. Maybe I could add another element to the Chester Heights community with bringing in people of such. You know, this year is a big year for Chester Heights. So if we could all put together and bring a great sense of community with all age groups, and I could represent their voice, that would make me feel wonderful.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Dave, do you have anything else?
Nope. Nope.
Anyone else have any questions for Ms. Anderson?
My questions had, and it'll be the same for everybody, previous experience serving a community for how long, and then the relevant experience within what you did, what committees you served on, and that type of information.
I served for two terms, and it started in 1991. I was chairperson for public safety. I was heavily involved in planning due to the fact of my background of being real estate related. I think that was helpful. At that time, we were going through some pain in regards to selling and keeping values in the neighborhood high. We worked on that through the certificates of occupancy, various different avenues to improve upon, because what we were trying to do was to make people in our community stay and be involved and keep taxes at a good level. I was involved in the 50th anniversary planning those events. They were enormous fun. It was just a very, very rewarding time in my life.
Okay, very good. Gina, anything else?
And forever, again, same question. Do you anticipate that any work responsibilities or travel schedule would prevent you from attending the meetings that you would need to attend?
Not at all. Thank you, Gina.
Anything else?
I had a question. Sure. It'll be the same for everybody. If you were selected for council, what I think you've already answered the question about representing your age group and coming up with activities for them. My question for all of them is going to be, what would you like to focus on and what would you like to leave council with as your mark in the community?
Again, I think probably working with active seniors, trying to bring them into the community. Giving them a value. You know, when you look at it, I'm single. You know, if it wasn't for my kids calling me, there's probably people in our community that nobody calls them. Or nobody. It would be nice to be able to have that sense of helping somebody.
Sure, thank you.
Okay.
Anything else, Laura?
No.
Anyone else? Natalie, thank you very much.
Okay,
Philip, you're up next.
Well, good evening, everybody. I think I know all of you. First of all, thank you very much for consideration for this position. As you all know, I've been a past council person for the last 4 years. Ran in this past election and came in fourth, just shy of getting back on council. I think most of you know that I'm very passionate about this town. You may have had disagreements and stuff. That's because this comes from a sense of passion. You know, I've been in Chester Heights with my family for 19 years. Seems like a long time. My daughter grew up here, and obviously we go to the schools here. So very passionate. And actually, this coming year to me is very special, which is another reason why I would love to be on council again, because it's the 75th anniversary. And I would love to participate in developing what we want to do for the 75th anniversary for this town, because it only comes around once and it's a very special time. So this coming year, it would just mean a lot to me to be on council for that opportunity. you know, one of my passions I've had on this council is working with the fire department. It's something, you know, I've enjoyed doing, very passionate about it. I think it's something I've been able to help with the fire department. It was something I'd like to do again to, you know, ensure, you know, we have one of the highest quality fire departments in, I would say, in the state. And I think it's great to, you know, maintain that. I would love to see that and be a part of that again. I could answer your questions if you'd like while I'm up here. To me, you know, one of the things I'm passionate, I see something as an issue, obviously, is open space. We see a lot of pressure right now on Chester Heights. You obviously see it in Concord Township, Middletown. I was telling somebody the other day, when I first moved here 19 years ago, it was 7 minutes to the Owen train station. It took me 40 minutes to get home the other day. So just the amount of traffic around and coming through this town, the pressure on what we're seeing, you know, in our open space, I think is going to be critical, and it's going to be the next one and the next one and the next one. And so preservation of open space, you know, and you know, trying to keep some of that space open, I think is critical. And I see that as a very significant issue in Chester Heights as well as around the whole area. Obviously, when I've been on council, when I first came on, I was on the Public Safety Committee. I was on the Parks and Recs Committee. I would love to get back on the Parks and Recs Committee. That was actually kind of fun, you know, in trying to keep, you know, some of the, you know, open space. If we get that new open space on, you know, down that way, if if the turtles don't become an issue. It'd be interesting to see what we could do with that. So I participated on those committees the last 4 years. Community things. I happen to be a board member for a nonprofit for a youth symphony in Philadelphia, so I participate in trying to give music back to, and that includes this area actually, because kids in Garnet Valley actually perform in this Philadelphia orchestra. So try to bring music back. Historically, hate to say, back in 1999, I was vice chair of a board for a rural water company. I was in a volunteer fire department back then. I've held a lot of different public roles. Also, from a technical view, I sit on a couple committees that's associated with the business I'm in, some national committees along that line. So I've had a lot of experience on various committees and leading different groups in those committees for a lot of different organizations, which you can see there. Last 4 years, I think I made well over 90% of all the meetings, so my travel and other commitments would not impact. This always takes precedence on my calendar, always has been. I always plan my trips around Chester Heights meetings. Your question?
My question was, if you were to be on council, what would your focus be to contribute to, so when you left council, it would be your mark in the community?
So obviously I would love to be back on the public safety committee, especially dealing with the fire department again. That is a passion of mine. I'd like to keep that going. I'd like to participate in the issues around policing. Mm-hmm. So, the whole public safety area. And again, for me, maybe getting involved back in the Parks and Rec committee and that, because that is a tangible thing, that we have for this community. So those two things I would like to get back in and participate and leave that as a mark.
That's great. May I ask a follow-up question?
Sure.
Because you mentioned open space.
Yes.
So you were on council from 2015 to 2019, so thank you for your service to the community. What did you do then to contribute to obtaining open space back then?
Well, we actually had developed a plan for the Powell property, which was shot down by the Powells, unfortunately, at the time. I did work actually with the school district and actually with the engineer to develop some plans that would maintain that open space and make it a community involvement. So unfortunately, that did not work out. Maybe it's still an option. I don't know. We didn't actually have opportunities. There was no property open the first 3 years during that time, other than what eventually became the Powell property. So.
Okay, thank you.
Laura, did you have anything else?
No, thank you.
Okay, any other questions for Philip?
I just want to say I thank you for your service from 2015 to 2019. I think there was an overwhelming amount of support from the community in terms of referring you as the next councilman, referring you to council. So I know you.
I will have to say I'm very blessed for support. And I know somewhere here I'm grateful to the people that did write in and do that support.
I think it speaks a lot for what you've done in your work in the past. And
thank you.
Yeah, I think I counted there were like 25 letters that people submitted.
It's very humbling. I will say that. So.
Any other question, David?
Nope.
Any other questions from members of council for Philip Locke? Philip, thank you. All right. Marta Driscoll.
My name is Marta Driscoll. You may all know me. Ms. Agostinelli resigned about a week after we had a general election, and in that general election, all three of us were candidates. But only Philip Block came in fourth, which means that, in my mind, that is how the community speaks. And several of you ran on, our neighbors, our voice, your neighbors, your voice. And I think, pretty much that's the voice of the neighborhood. The residents would like Philip Block to be a council member, so I respectfully withdraw my name from consideration and put my full support behind Philip. He's done tremendous work when he was on council supporting the fire department. That could not have happened without his work and his commitment to the community. He also brought forth amazing ideas, especially the development for the Powell property, even though that was kind of shot down saying the property wasn't for sale. Apparently that was not the case either. You know, every time there was open space, every time there was an opportunity for open space, Philip spoke up for it. He's got the experience in open space and environmental planning that I think would be beneficial, especially with what's going on here in town. And so I fully support Philip, and I hope that you consider him for the position.
Please just let the record reflect that Marta Driscoll withdrew from consideration for the council seat. Lastly,
Mr. Vice President, may I make a comment?
Of course.
Ms. Driscoll, you just made a few comments during your speech that were factually untrue, and I would like to set the record straight regarding the Powell property. You said for sale, apparently was for sale, but wasn't. What the Powell family has done, none of us know, and it's really none of our business because it's not our personal property. To be on the record, Philip Locke did a runaround around the Powell family, never approached the Powell family as a council person to say, hey, I have an idea. Can we talk about
this?
And he talked to the school district and the Powell. So what happened there? You don't know all the facts. I don't know all the facts. Philip doesn't know all the facts. And to put information out there that's not factual is a disservice to the community.
So to put the record straight, go ahead.
That is not true, and the engineer can back this up. The real estate agent for Calvin Powell approached me as a council person, stating that Calvin Powell was interested in selling the property to the borough.
So,
and by the way, so
excuse me for one second.
We met with him, we discussed it with him, and
Philip,
the potential cost of the property, and that is what initiated.
Philip, excuse me. The pals are not here to have any degree of input as to what they did or did not do or what their intentions.
What
we're talking about this evening is the interviews for the council vacancy.
I know. Okay. I'm sorry, that was a slander on me that I went to the school board without appropriate approval. I was approached, not the other way around.
Okay. Thank you. That's actually
the. I had no idea what the Powells wanted. I was approached by the real estate agent for Calvin Powell.
Okay, the pals aren't here to speak to that, so that's
Calvin
going to be
Powell
the that's going to be the
away,
final.
So
well, no one is here to speak to that. So the simple fact is, we're not going to discuss that any further this evening. Is Jay Thompson here this evening?
Did we tell him that we were having interviews tonight?
Yes, and he replied.
Did he say he was coming?
All right, well, nevertheless, he is not here, and Ms. Driscoll has withdrawn. So, unless council has any more questions for the two remaining candidates, I ask for a nomination.
I nominate Philip Locke.
All right, there's been a nomination made for Philip Locke. Is there another nomination?
I nominate Natalie Anderson.
And there is a nomination for Natalie Anderson. We are going to do this by roll call vote, just to be sure that we have everyone on the record properly. On the nomination of Philip Locke to fill the council vacancy, Councilperson Lim, how do you vote?
No.
Councilwoman Ellis, how do you vote?
No.
I vote no. Councilman Ferkser, how do you vote?
Can I ask one question before I place a vote?
Yes.
I understand that the majority will rule in terms of who is nominated. Is that correct?
That's correct.
So is each council person allowed only one vote?
Yes.
I vote no.
Okay. Councilwoman Clark.
I vote yes.
Okay. On the nomination of Natalie Anderson, Councilwoman Lim, how do you vote?
Yes.
Councilwoman Ellis, how do you vote?
Yes.
It's a yes for me. Councilman Ferkser, how do you vote?
I vote yes.
And Councilwoman Clark, how do you vote?
I vote no.
Okay, it appears as though there's one aye in favor of Philip, the rest are nays, and the majority votes for Natalie Anderson. Congratulations. You will be appointed at the next meeting. Is there a motion to approve the resolution appointing Natalie Anderson to the vacant council position at the next meeting? I'm sorry. Go ahead, please.
The resolution needs to be approved tonight.
Yes.
So it can be approved. The resolution appointing the new council. council person would be approved tonight.
Yes.
And you can do the swearing in on Monday night.
Correct. Yeah, I'm only asking for approval of the resolution for this evening.
Okay.
Okay.
That's appointing the new council person tonight.
Appointing them tonight.
Correct.
And they would be sworn into office.
On Monday night.
On Monday night, okay. Yes. So let me reword it. Is there a nomination to appoint Natalie Anderson as to the council vacancy this evening?
Mr. President, I'd like to make the nomination.
All right.
Or the motion.
The motion has been made. Is there a second?
Aye.
Aye. The motion has been seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed?
Nay.
The ayes have it. The motion is agreed to. Congratulations. Okay, moving forward, the appointment of Chris Furlong as zoning solicitor. This was an action that we should have taken up at the last meeting, but we did not. Is there a motion to appoint Chris Furlong as the zoning solicitor?
I'll make the motion.
Motion has been made. Is there a second?
I'll second.
The motion is seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed? The ayes have it. All right. Post office recycling project, Taryn Law. Go ahead. You're up.
Hi, I'm Taryn Law, and I came here a couple of weeks ago for my revised project on recycling. And I explained to you all that how my project went and what we did. We went to Chester Heights Post Office and talked to the postmaster there. And I told you that they weren't, we were trying to get them a recycle bin outside or inside, and when I told you that, you wanted us to come back to ask me a couple questions.
Yes. Does anyone have any questions for this young lady regarding her project?
I have a comment. I spoke to John, the postmaster, and he said it would be no problem to put the receptacle inside the building. Now, would that be emptied once a month, or what would be the process for that?
Probably weekly.
Okay. And did you say it was going to cost $25 per month?
Yes.
Okay. And is there a company that will come in and empty this and take it away, or how does that work?
Optinegger. We called Optinegger, okay. And they said they would take it away for $25.
Okay. So I think the one thing that John recommended is maybe your receptacle have a small opening so people can't throw trash in there.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something Optinegger can do for you?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Okay. Any further questions for Taryn?
Steve, mm-hmm. I think the one item, can we take that out of our recycling day fund?
The borough is going to fund it. It is a nominal amount of money, and we're going to do that. Yeah.
Okay, good.
Okay. Any other questions? Thank you very much.
And congratulations.
Yes, and congratulations.
Good job.
Yeah, very nice.
All right.
Mom has a question.
Yeah.
And you have to wait to the very end to get a photo shoot.
No.
No.
She can go home and study for math.
Right?
Come on.
True.
I'm going to stay right here. I think you can sit into this. Can you get us all?
I'll make sure.
Okay.
Gentlemen, you get it?
Yeah. Let's have it.
I'm going to get a couple.
Why don't you sit down so they don't have
to
get
in the spot? Oh, good idea.
I'll look at Mom's photo first and then Darlene's.
Darlene's taking a picture.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Congratulations.
Mom, do we have permission to put that on Facebook?
Yes, as long as you don't use their first names.
Okay.
You can say law, children,
okay.
Flags team.
Sure. Thank you for that clarification.
Actually, I'll email you the actual name. Is that okay?
Perfect.
When do you think that receptacle might be over in the post office? Soon or?
I'll talk to John about it.
Okay.
I sent it across today, and we'll find out what he wants to do with it.
Okay.
Won't the borough have to write them a letter? Because you're gonna make the contract with Optinegger, right? Or are we? How's that gonna work?
That's a good question.
Maybe you can ask John and see what his thoughts are, because if we're take, if the borough's going to take care of it, then in my mind, it would be a borough legality.
Yeah, so somebody needs to put someone in touch with
the... We already used Optum Acre for the park, so
okay.
I can email Jennifer.
Okay, so we'll set it up with Optum Acre through...
Add to a current contract we have.
Yep. Okay, cool.
There's a hiccup, just shoot me a phone call, okay?
All right, thank you. Moving forward, Lenape escrow release number 2. Matt?
Yes, this was included on the agenda tonight just to introduce it to Borough Council for action at the public meeting next week. They have submitted their second escrow release request. It's for the amount at the Lenape Valley subdivision and the amount of $92,308.75. The items in the escrow request include the stormwater recharge beds, street trees, some signage, and some E&S measures. If Borough Council does approve the escrow release next week, there will be remaining $210,000 in the escrow account, which is certainly enough money to protect the borough and ensure that all the public improvements are properly installed. I did email to Borough Council late this afternoon copies of it, so again, would be looking, if Borough Council so desires, to have this on the agenda for next week.
Okay, we'll take that up next week. Thank you, Matt. All right, proposal for professional ecological services regarding the Shrine property. Matt, I believe that's you as well.
Yes, as a matter of due diligence for the Shrine property, our office did place a search with the Pennsylvania Natural Diversity Inventory Index database, and the purpose of that is to determine if there's any threatened or endangered species which may reside at the property, which may in the future affect how the borough wants to use this parcel. So I think Borough Council agreed that that would be a smart item to complete during the due diligence process. We did place the search. There did come up a hit for the northern red-bellied cooter turtle. And it is known to be along the Chester Creek watershed. There are certain aspects of their environment which are conducive to that red-bellied turtle. So we went ahead and got a proposal from GHD Services, their environmental consultants, to perform a habitat study of the parcel, of the 12 acres, to determine that if there is a habitat which is conducive to the turtle. And if it is so proved that there may be, again, that could affect how the borough utilizes the parcel. If they find a prime habitat, it could be that the borough could not do any disturbance to the vegetation or the earth within 300 feet of that location. So that would affect, again, I think that the borough, from what I understand, present intentions is to use it more as passive open space, but still that might change over the years. And if you needed to install a stone parking area or install any kind of improvement, this could affect those plans. So,
excuse me.
I guess before Borough Council is the question is whether to proceed with authorizing GHD to perform that habitat study for a lump sum fee of $2,000.
Okay. My understanding is we need a motion on this evening, correct? Okay.
And I think that would be subject for the borough solicitor to also review the,
okay.
the proposal.
Okay, great. Is there a motion pending the solicitor's review to approve the $2,000 fee for the professional ecological services for the Shrine property?
I just want to confirm, this is something that has to take place, because if the survey doesn't take place and then it turns out that the turtle is present after we build, does that put the borough into some kind of legal trouble, or?
Well, again, if the intent was to leave it as passive open space and not do
correct.
Anything.
But if it's like a paved rock.
If you plan to do any improvement of the property, at that time, you would have to do the same search, and the search would come up with the same hit.
So it's an hour later kind of thing.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It's not the...
Is there a motion?
I'll make the motion.
All right, a motion has been made. Is there a second?
I'll second.
All right, the motion has been seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? The ayes have it. The motion is agreed to. Annual traffic signal maintenance contract, Matt.
Yes, that's from Higgins.
Yeah, does somebody, could somebody give Matt a copy?
Is that what I have too?
Right, it's the annual maintenance cost. They what Higgins does for that fee of $680, which was the same fee they charged the borough last year, is that they go to each traffic signal in the borough and they do an inspection to see if the traffic signal is in conformance with the approved permit plans as approved by PennDOT. So typically they'll itemize any malfunctioning piece of equipment or any equipment that looks like it's getting worn and needs attention. So it's done every year. They issue a report to the borough every year with their recommendations.
Okay. Thank you, Matt. We'll also discuss that further at the next meeting. Is there any old business?
I just had a question on the NIMS training. When did it have to be done by?
And there's no hard set deadline. They just recommend that council people get it in as soon as possible and have it under their belt and submit it to borough council secretary.
Okay. Sorry, Jerry, did you have something?
Yes, Mr. Vice President. Just to make the record clear, and ask council to consider the approval of resolution 120A. It's a resolution to fill a vacancy of council and by council of the borough of Chester Heights, Delaware County, that Natalie M. Anderson is hereby appointed to fill the vacancy which currently exists on council for a term consistent with chapter 9, section 901 of the borough code. This resolution would be adopted tonight and then ratified on Monday at the council.
Okay, so we need to take a vote on that again?
We need to take a vote on the resolution.
Okay.
To fill the vacancy of council.
Okay. Is there a motion on the resolution to fill the vacancy on council?
I'll make a motion.
Motion has been made. Is there a second? Seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed?
Nay. And you did not open it up for debate after it was seconded.
Is there any debate? All those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed?
Nay.
Motion is agreed to. Thank you, Jerry.
Thank you.
Is there any old business?
I actually have two things. Between now and next week, if anybody has any input, we need to pick the date for the Easter egg hunt. And then in prepping for the newsletter that is coming up very fast for the spring-summer version, I am asking for submittals from Laura, Dave, Susan, and now Natalie as well for bios written in the first person to be highlighted in the spring-summer newsletter due by 2/14, please.
Okay. Any other old business?
Nope.
All right. There is some new business this evening. Again, with the passing of Mayor Stacy Smith, there is now a vacancy in the office of mayor. The borough is asking for letters of interest from any resident of the borough that may want to fill that role. It can be sent to info@chesterheights.org. Please send it to us, and a decision will be made at the next council meeting. At this time, there's an additional period for public comment. Anybody in the first row? Go ahead, Phil.
Yes, and I'm sorry to bring this up again, but since a council person has decided to malign some work I did in open forum, I do feel the need to set the record straight, and I'd like this on the record regarding the Powell property. So, and I know that whatever the current Powell family's decisions or whatever is not relevant to actually what happened. What happened is the real estate agent for Calvin Powell approached me of the interest in potentially having the property sold, you know, having the borough interest in the property. That was communicated to the council. Nothing was hidden. Developed a concept for it along with the town engineer, which, you know, I could go into what that concept was, but there was also discussion of what the potential cost of that property was. And as a result, to look for additional funding and along with what the concept was, Arno Valley School District was a potential interested partner in co-purchasing that property. That again was described to the council before the school board was approached, which I then did approach the school board at that time. Later on, during another conversation, Powell's came in and expressed upset the fact that we were looking into it and that the property wasn't for sale. So all that happened. I never went behind the council's back or behind the Powell's back to look at it. There's still valid reason for why the borough would actually want to purchase that property. And there's still, we were never actually allowed to submit a bid. So the whole point of going to school board and looking for funds was potentially to submit a bid to the Powells for the purchase of that property.
Right.
Nothing was done secretly. Council was up to date, updated every step of the way. So
I appreciate the comment. Thank you. Again, we're not going to talk about that because no one's here to actually speak to that.
I want it on record because I was unfortunately slandered by one of the council people.
Thank you very much for the statement, Philip. Anybody else in the first row? Go ahead.
Mr. Hootman, you said that the Lenape escrow release included some kind of stormwater review.
It included a request to reduce their escrow for facilities that have been installed, and some of those installations included stormwater management, seepage beds on the lots.
I don't know how to. So I'm a little bit concerned because ever since they took down that 20-acre lot of trees, we've had a lot more water coming down the hill towards our house. And I don't know if that's related, but it certainly feels like that. I don't know if it's more because of just there's been more water and more rain recently. But I just would like, as a resident, for you to maybe consider that or look at it in some capacity.
I'd be happy to.
We are downhill.
Yeah. I mean, it may be that the basins during construction act as sedimentation control facilities, and they fill up and retain water much longer than a permanent stormwater management basin. So it may be that, let's say, on Saturday, where it's been a little bit of wet and we had that deluge of rain, that if the basins already had a decent amount of volume of water in it, that they weren't performing the same functions they would have when they get converted to a permanent facility. That could be a reason. But I'd be happy to go down and look at it, and if you'd like to meet me at the site and walk through the areas that you've noticed the stormwater runoff, I'd be more than happy to meet you.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Anybody else in the first row? Second row.
Hi, my name's Jean Montgomery, and I'm a new resident.
What's your address, please?
I'm at 118 Barrett Cliff in Darlington Woods.
Okay, great. Thank you.
So I'm here, and I wanted to see how Chester Heights really were running since I came from Havertown, and I was very interested in the whole process of voting, and I figured that we're really lucky to have all these great candidates, and I kind of thought that we'd go with the next one that had the number of votes, since evidently I've never been to a place where it was so close. It was remarkable. That must speak to something. So I just wanted to, say that I'm here for that reason and see how Chester Heights works and put my comments.
Okay.
Well, thank you.
Thank you for your comment.
You're quite welcome and nice to see everybody.
Anybody else in the second row? In the back? All right, if there are no further comments, is there a motion to adjourn the meeting?
One more question I forgot to ask. So I noticed that the new land that we acquired on the Shrine, I'm sorry, Marta Driscoll, 4580 Lanai Road, the new property that was acquired, that is going to be acquired, the Shrine property, is going to be named Hammonasset Park, and I wanted to know how that name came about. Like, it wasn't voted upon. I've been to pretty much every council meeting, and I haven't heard the discussion, so I'm wondering how the name was chosen.
Anybody want to address that?
I believe that the gentleman from Natural Lands.
I think Peter Williamson, for some reason, is terming it that. It has not officially been named that or deemed that.
Will there be some kind of a public, comment or?
Yeah, I'm sure once we acquire the property officially, we can probably come together with some kind of a name or
thank you.
To name the property.
All right, thank you. If there's nothing further, is there a motion to adjourn the meeting?
I make the motion.
Is there a second?
Second.
All right, the motion has been seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? The motion is adjourned. The meeting is adjourned. Thank you all very much.
So you're going to break out pictures? Steve. Yeah. I got pictures.
Sure.
Yep.
So I was told that that realtor didn't have a contract. The realtor was going behind everybody's back, and that was
that
where
we didn't
the
know
issue
that.
Was. Yeah.
We went on the assumption that, he was
that people were being honest with you, and nobody checked to make sure.
This is recent. Just recently.
We were just trying to develop a proposal to give to the client.
He's looking more like you. In the beginning, he looked very much like his mama.
Yeah.
And ultimately, Powell probably could have gotten more money from us. But we were just trying to develop a proposal.
You know,
the realtor wasn't authorized to have that conversation with anyone.
No, he was.
Yeah.
In the very beginning, I was concerned he didn't like it.
Yeah.
Looked at his early age. Gotta keep an eye on that.
That is so
fun. That is such a fun picture.
Look at what is being alleged to see if indeed it has to be correct.
Yeah. He was.
He's a handsome boy.
We're still trying to figure out nearly 2 months.
That's how it all got.
We're still trying to figure out.
Trying to create a deal where there was no deal. He was
going
to come.
What the funny
color
eyes? If I was the property owner, I would have put out a bid for a proposal because it would have only made the property worth more.
Right.
So we were, you know, I was trying to. We were looking at offering $14 million.
Susan,
get $14 million. And I know that's more than a lot.
That's
their money loss. I mean, you know,
yeah.
I wasn't trying to go around the back. I was just trying to find money.
Ooh, that's a little.
Yeah.
He was a little boy.
Oh,
there's no
God.
Fat on that boy at all.
Not at all.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
How long did he
have? He's nearly two. Nearly
no.
2 months, yeah.
And I know that.
All right, so can I ask you a question?
First of all, how did you say it? 75 years? He can't say it.
Oh, that's Seth's question.
Whatever. I'll look it up. I know that's what
I love it.
Yeah. And however it all plays out, you know, I mean, I really pray so we all know that we're running a lot of meetings.
Just like
that's going to come up, and that's going to be a big thing. Just like she's going to have to start.